So we're up to the story of Shimshon. We have a short amount of time today, so we'll do it quickly. Every tribe almost had a shofet, and the shofet, Chazal had a tradition that the judge was alluded to in the blessings of Jacob, Yaakov Avinu's blessing. So Shimshon is alluded to as Nachash Alei Derech. The tribe of Dan is described like a serpent, that the serpent bites the horse and the horse goes flying, and then the rider gets killed from being tossed off the horse. And that's the way Shimshon's like a snake. He's a standalone. And our story begins with a man named Manoach. He and his wife can't have children. And there are two opinions among our sages, whether Manoach was learned or not. We seem to end up ruling that Manoach was learned. And an angel appears to her and tells her, you are now going to become pregnant and have a child. So be careful. Don't drink wine, old wine. Don't eat anything that's defiled. Because now, this second, just now there is, what's it called, fusion? When the sperm hits the egg? I don't remember what it's called.
Fertilization,
right, okay. You were just fertilized. So that child should never have his hair cut. He will be a Nazir from the day he's born, and he will begin saving the Jewish people. He begins the job. He doesn't finish the job. So she comes and tells her husband, an angel appeared. He looked like an angel. Must have been a prophet of sorts. I didn't ask him where he was from. He didn't tell me his name. He said, I'm pregnant. I'm going to have a son. And she gives him all the instructions. And Manoach prays to Hashem, send us back this man of God. Let him explain to us what we got to do. So you see, Hashem accepts his prayers, which is a weird thing. The angel appears the second time. And he does not appear to Manoach. He appears to his wife, which is another weird thing. So she runs and calls him. She tells him, 1 second, you know, good old Israeli, 1 second, yeah. Runs, calls her husband, and he runs out and asks the angel, and the angel tells him what he told the woman, more or less. And Manoach says, okay, now we want to honor you and offer you sacrifice. And the angel says, not me. You want to offer a sacrifice to Hashem? And Manoach asks him, tell us your names. He says, you can't ask me my name. One day I'm an angel of fire, another day I'm an angel of water. I got different jobs. I switch around. So Manoach prepares an offering on a rock. And Manoach, as he and his wife are standing there, the fire erupts and the angel disappears in the fire over the altar. So Manoach turns to his wife and says, we're going to die. We saw an angel. And the woman says, what do you mean? God just told us we're going to have a kid, so we're not going to die. So the child is born, and they name him Shimshon. Shimshon means, Shemesh means, correct, a wall, fortification. Shemesh is a fortified wall. Right, you were right when you thought Shemesh means sun. But Shemesh in Tanakh also means a fortified wall. And Shimshon is a cripple. Both his legs are crippled. And he has a broad back. I mean, his back is like the distance of this whole block. He's a huge guy. And he starts having and he's a brilliant, brilliant scholar. When Shimshon sits down to judge, he doesn't need to convene a court. He could figure things out without. He was probably the biggest judge in Jewish history. He never needed anyone else's opinion. He was so sharp on his own. And Shimshon goes down to Timnas, and he sees a Philistine girl. And he tells his parents, I saw a Philistine girl. I want you to take her from me as a wife. So they go down, and they take him on their way down. First, they try to convince him. Aren't there any good Jewish girls? So he says, she'll convert, don't worry, we'll explain Judaism to her, she'll convert, and I want
to
marry her.
I'm curious as like how a judge, this happened to a judge.
We'll see in a second. So the prophet says that this was Hashem's doing. That Shimshon wanted to have an issue, an excuse, he knew he had to get involved with the Philistines. So they're on their way down, so the parents take Shimshon through the vineyards of the Philistines, and they show him, look at their vineyards, they crossbreed. Nothing there is clean. You see how they crossbreed? They can't grow a grape normally with just a grapevine. By the same token, their wives aren't faithful either. Everything by them is confused. Just like their vines aren't faithful, they're not pure grapes, so do their wives. You think you're going to marry a Philistine girl? You think she'll be faithful to you? You're going to see it doesn't work that way. But they don't convince him. And we're going to see that their warning comes true. They walk through the vineyard, and he goes around the vineyard, because as a Nazir, he's prohibited from eating grapes. And he knows, you walk through a vineyard, you see the luscious grapes, it takes a second to forget yourself and grab a grape and eat it. So they're headed down. Imagine Shimshon, this huge fellow, I mean, wider than this whole house, He's walking on crutches. He's got a beard that just grows unkempt. He's got hair wrapped around his head. I mean, the man never took a haircut. It doesn't seem like the greatest prospect for a shidduch. Why would a girl want to marry this guy? Mm-hmm. And as they're headed down, a lion roars towards him. A young lion attacks. And we'll pick up here, Bezrat Hashem, next week.
I want to wait a minute.